Frontier Village Association agrees to turn over assets to the city of Jamestown. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers stepping down releases from Jamestown and Pipestem reservoirs. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The Frontier Village Association board met in special session Friday to discuss the release of different items belonging to board members and different entities. The meeting followed an intense week of public input meetings and information regarding the buildings, artifacts, and donations at the Frontier Village. Board member Jason Holland made a motion to turn everything over to the city of Jamestown. Acting board president Melody Mittleiter stated she did not agree when they voted to hire a lawyer, calling out the board members for being selfish.
We were willing to take everything and throw it to the side and not give the people their things. And now you guys want all your things? How selfish can you be? This is not right. And I second his motion if I can do that.
Mittleiter stated she would be speaking at the city council meeting on Monday. Releases from the Pipestem and Jamestown Reservoir this winter will not remain at 2,400 cubic feet per second. In a statement Friday, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says that due to below normal temperatures, river ice downstream could form as soon as November 11th. The Corps stated they have a target of 800 cubic feet per second releases from both Jamestown Reservoir and Pipestem Dam by the target date. The Corps made the decision to begin reducing levels to minimize the risk of ice-related flooding. Authorities say a camera mounted on the motorcycle of a man who was struck and killed in northwestern North Dakota helped lead to the arrest of the driver who may have been involved in the crash. The North Dakota Highway Patrol says 27-year-old Duke Knoll of Platte, South Dakota, has been charged with negligent homicide for the September 8th crash that killed the motorcycle driver, 55-year-old Randy Moore of Warman, Saskatchewan. The collision happened on U.S. Highway 85 south of Grassy Butte. For NewsDakota.com, I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.